Commissioner?
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for everything you've done to organize this. You're right, this country is too big for six hearings. I think we could hold six hearings right here in Los Angeles alone. And it's so wonderful that Congresswoman Solis and what we heard from Diane Watson about what's going on with media and what we need to do. They've been fantastic leaders on this issue in Washington, and we on the FCC can't do our jobs without the kind of leadership we get from your representatives in Congress, and we appreciate that very much. Because these issues are so important. We hear so much in Washington about spreading freedom and democracy. Well, how about improving the quality of freedom and democracy right here in our own country? Handful of media companies to own and dominate what our children see, hear, and read, and what our families get on television and radio, because the media needs to reflect the diversity that's the very soul and strength of our country. I really want to thank those of you who put this together, Esteban Torres of the National Latino Media Council for what you've done, of course, Alex Nogales and your great help from Nescos Gonzalez and the National Hispanic Media Coalition. Me alegra estar con ustedes en Los Angeles. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about this issue that's so important to us, so important to you, and how your community is represented on the media. So we're really here, as Alex said, to listen to you, to find out whether you're satisfied with the kind of coverage that you're getting of the issues that you care about, whether today's media in Los Angeles is providing your family and community with a diversity of viewpoints, with coverage of issues that really matter to you and to your families, or whether the view of the pueblo aquí is distorted. Is it really a reflection of the kind of lives that you're leading, or is it some kind of stereotype, a very narrow view that only reinforces the wrong attitude that some hold? We want to know whether the media companies are employing a diversity of people to provide you that kind of information. As you've heard, we're now in the process of a vast review of all of our media ownership rules and to determine what number of outlets a single owner can control in any given community. Last time around, it was proposed that one owner could control three television stations in Los Angeles, for example. Isn't one enough? It's already two, and we hear what's happening with the duopoly that's going on here. These rules that we have aren't just some theoretical deal out in Washington. These shape the media landscape that you experience every day. They're supposed to prevent any individual company from exerting too much control over what you see, hear, and read. But now, the FCC may allow these big media giants to get even bigger unless everyone here today gets involved and talks to your family, talks to your friends, talks to your community, talks to Congress about the impact of media concentration. Broadcasters use the public airwaves, after all, and by regulating ownership, the FCC has historically tried to protect citizens' access to a wide range of diverse viewpoints. Rather than allowing more concentration, we should go back to our historical goal, promoting diversity, localism, and competition in broadcasting. And especially, we need to be sensitive to the need to promote minority viewpoints, as well as minority representation in media ownership, in media employment, minority production of programming content, and the many diverse ways that minorities are portrayed in national media. You've heard the statistics from Congresswoman Solis. Latino ownership of minority of radio stations and TV stations is abysmally low, given the number of people that we have in this country. So the media doesn't reflect our country, doesn't reflect our strength. And those numbers are really important because studies that have been done by scholars have found that Latino and other minority-owned radio stations provide programming that's more suitable to the needs of the local community, and understandably so. The University of Santa Clara researchers found that Latino minority owners were more likely to present racially diverse programming and focus on the community. So ownership is key. But the problem isn't just ownership, it's employment. There's not nearly enough to reflect the population there. It's about representation on TV. Latinos and minorities are underrepresented on primetime television, they're underrepresented on Sunday morning shows. So we're not doing our job. The job that Congress set out to us in law is to promote the public interest. But this lack of diversity in ownership and employment is simply not in the public interest. It leads to inadequate coverage and understanding of issues. And it's just not fair. I mean, we failed to respond to what we need to be doing. The government isn't even keeping statistics anymore. The Commerce Department has stopped even keeping statistics on minority ownership numbers, perhaps because they're just too embarrassing. So we're not doing our job, and we need to do a better job. We have to make sure that we really have the serious issues covered. I heard an example today as we met with some local television writers about what happens in your local LA News. And the story was that last May, you might remember, the president announced that he was assigning the National Guard to patrol the border. So what do you think the lead story was on the news that night? Well, it certainly wasn't that. It was that some newborn was murdered. And they made sure to put a picture of the newborn right on their news for everybody to see it. Well, later in the broadcast, you do get 30 seconds on this new plan by the president. 30 seconds. And then a little bit later, 2.5 minutes on cosmetic toe surgery. Now, is that a reflection of what's going on and what's important in this community? We've been traveling across the country. We hear this frustration everywhere that we go. Not one person from the right, from the left, Republican, Democrat, East or West Coast, or anywhere in the middle, thinks it's a good idea to let media become even more concentrated and even less diverse. They've said they think the airwaves belong to the public, and they want us to represent their interests, and that's what Commissioner Copps and I have striven so hard to do. Because these TV stations and radio stations are licensed to serve individual communities, they're licensed to serve as outlets for local expression, and for local artists and local news. The public deserves and the law requires programming that serves the unique needs of local communities. So we want to hear from you about whether or not that's happening here in Los Angeles, so we can find new ways to promote new opportunities for that kind of coverage to happen. And each of you has to be part of this national dialogue. I'm so glad that there's so many people here tonight that you're going to share with us your views, because your participation is really key to all of this. If we're going to craft media ownership rules that are best serving the public interest, we need to hear from the public, and not just from the media giants and their well-paid lobbyists in Washington. That's why we came across the country to hear your voices. We're here to listen. Soy de acuerdo con Congresswoman Solis, que dice, sí se puede. Now we're going to listen to you. Thank you for having us.